This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is significant news. First of all, we can now officially begin spring training now that Alex Bregman has signed. This was really the last major bit of news we were waiting on. And there were a number of teams still involved, the Cubs, the Tigers. There was still that lingering possibility that he would go back to Houston. But this changes, Tony, the American League East, because the Boston Red Sox now have a legitimate lineup to threaten that of the New York Yankees.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's John Morosi, yeah. I believe. Interesting.
Legitimate threat to the Yankees in the East.
Yeah, that's all right, interesting.
All right.
That's interesting. You said that he chose money over glory.
Well, I don't think it's a hot take. I think the path to success in the NL Central to get to the postseason is clearer if Alex Bregman had joined the Cubs than if he's joining the Red Sox to unseat the Yankees. That's just baseball. The AL East greater than NL Central.
Yeah, okay. I'm not questioning that. But again, I think this is all about the payday.
It's all about the dollars.
I mean,
you're right.
It's an outrageous contract. It's $10 million more than anyone else offered. Per year.
Which is why it's easy to accept.
Yes.
And I'm not making that argument. I'm talking strictly from a baseball perspective.
Right.
I respect the reasons he chose the Red Sox because of the way the deal was structured and the average salary being so much higher than the other teams were offering. If you're in Detroit, you might even feel more betrayed or disappointed because that was a 6-year deal,
right,
according to reports that he turned down. So that's longer financial security for a bigger payday up front. Dustin asked, really, to me, I love questions that stay with you and you don't know the answer to because they're really good. And the Cubs' philosophy on deferrals is something I don't think we know.
So deferrals, just to explain the reality of it, is basically you go into debt over the deal. You just spread it out over more time, and you pay someone for longer.
It's essentially like buying a car.
Yeah. It's
like you're going to finance it over
Bobby Bonilla,
4 years or 5 years.
And I don't know this for a fact. I don't know how they feel about it, but they're pretty bright businessmen. Is there a reason they don't like that? Is that just a personal philosophy, or do they think that you know what you gain in the short term you lose in the long term?
It's a really broader discussion that is good for agents probably to study and to discuss. You know, we're going to talk to Mark Gannis about some other things at 9 o'clock, but that might be an interesting thing for him to address, at least one of the questions about, are we seeing a shift in the way teams approach free agency because of deferrals, because of the way the Dodgers really started it with Shohei Ohtani and continued it? But nonetheless, from a baseball perspective, the Cubs now know what they're going to have, essentially, or what they have to work with moving forward, getting ready for their season to begin in a little over a month. They don't have enough to consider themselves legitimate World Series contenders. They do have enough to think that they can win the division.
Well, if they have enough to win the division, then aren't they a World Series contender? I mean, I understand the difference you make.
Subtlety.
Yeah.
It's subtlety.
But you know, you can get there. Who knows? I mean, I'm going to answer my own question. You know who knows? The Dodgers look injury-proof. And that's a crazy thing to say, but they've got such depth in their roster that you feel like there's very little that could waylay them.
Well, they have the ability to say that because they just proved that. Because last year, despite the injuries that they suffered to their starting rotation, they still were able to overcome those. So the Dodgers are at the top, and then there's everybody else in the National League.
Do you like that they're nitpicking and having a little spat with the Yankees, that they're going back and forth, both teams? They're making fun of each other?
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't bother me.
I think it's great.
It's funny. It's good.
I think it's better for the game when those two teams don't like each other.
When those two teams are rivals, I think it reminds you of a certain time when baseball was cool. And it's still cool, but yeah, it's kind of a renewed rivalry. You know, they play in the World Series, and I think the Dodgers have a better chance of returning there than the Yankees do.
It was a better rivalry when they were in Brooklyn.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. It definitely was that.
Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Jim is in Northbrook. Hey, Jim.
Morning, guys. David, I'm really glad you brought this up because I wonder what the price is. You know, Bregman's probably on the outside looking into the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's close. But you brought up the point of, you know, here's a guy that may have a chance to hit a grand slam to win the NLCS. And, like, what does that do for his legacy? Now, $10 million more a year is too much. I wonder what the price is. Like, you know, when the Cubs lost Maddox, that was I think the number was $500,000 over the course of the entire contract, which in today's day and age maybe $3 or $4 million, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you go back 35 years. But what is the price for a guy that wants to cement his legacy, have a chance to win a championship? Is it, you know, if the Cubs had offered an extra 12.5 over the you know, went up a year, like I don't know. I just
well,
it's,
Jim, you, know,
you guys get someone on.
Jim, it's a great question because you're talking about a baseball argument and a baseball preference and a baseball discussion versus what decides all free agent decisions, money.
Well, I mean, I think what your question is, we just saw Juan Soto go for every last dime on the table, right? That's what moved him. That's what he wanted, and he signed a richest deal he could get. Would Bregman have signed for $1 million less? Not for $10 million less. No one would. But for $1 million less, if you had gotten that close, would that have moved him because of your situation? Or was he going for the last dime?
It sounds like he was going for the last dime or the highest average.
Well, but to salary? To me, there was no decision. To get $40 million a year versus $30 million a year, I mean, I get it. What's $10 million? You know what it is? It is like your grandchildren's generation.
Yeah,
you're crazy
willing
money.
To forsake an easier path to the playoffs for $10 extra million a year.
You know, it's not even.
It's not a comparable situation. Those two situations would not be one to weigh against the other.
But if it was $500,000, are
different.
You looking for the last dime or are you looking for a playoff
spot? Offers are different, if the offers are that close in size and the finances are similar in terms of it's hard to relate to, frankly, because we're talking about the difference between making $30 and $40 million a year to play baseball.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable. Lisa is on the road. Hey, Lisa.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, so this is going to be making some marital discord in my life. My husband is a dyed-in-the-wool, lifelong Red Sox fan, and a born Cubs fan. In fact, on one of our first dates, he handed me his Red Sox jersey, and he had this patch, and he goes, I'm not any good at sewing. Can you sew this patch on the sleeve? And it said, Yankees suck.
All right, so he's a Red Sox fan. He's happy this morning.
So he's happy and you're unhappy?
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
Well, you might be happier in October because you might be in the playoffs and your husband might be watching the Cubs in the playoffs while the Red Sox stay home.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be fun to see. I think the Cubs are in good shape.
And I don't want to diminish the Red Sox. They have a really good team. They've had definitely a great offseason.
Yeah, they had a good
They added Crochet.
Yep.
They added Bregman. They lost Pivetta. And to the Padres.
Yeah, that was weird to me. Why did they lose him? Did they not need him anymore?
Mm.
I thought he was pretty good.
Yes, he is pretty good.
That's which what
makes,
I'm saying.
Which makes me wonder. We don't want to leave the Bregman topic yet, but you do wonder if the Padres adding Nick Pivetta
means that they're trading Dylan
Are they Cease. Trading Dylan yeah. Cease or more willing to do that because they just, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, have extended Michael King's contract, traded for signed Nick Pivetta, and now they're heading into the season with a great pitching rotation, but maybe with Dylan Cease entering the final year of his deal, they want to get something for him rather than let him walk.
Let's try John. John's on the road. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
John, be careful turning.
Yep.
Doesn't it sound like his turn signal's on?
So he's turning, and he's forgetting that he's on hold. He's focusing on the drug.
Or he's
on the
passed
ride.
Out. And
no, he's not. Stop that. No.
We have to help him.
He's not. No.
Dustin, help John. He's on the road. He's literally fallen on the road. He started to get out of the car. He put on his hazards. There wasn't a turn signal. And then he collapsed. He needs our help.
I wonder how the Cubs are going to explain or discuss not getting Alex Bregman today, because Craig Counsell, it will be topic one, question one. Players in the clubhouse might be somewhat disappointed, or will they be energized? I don't know. It depends on who you ask, I suppose.
See, here's the problem. It's such a media-driven story that everybody was asked about it, and everybody commented on it, and you heard, like, oh, it was so great when he walked through the locker room. You heard the guys that played with him say wonderful things about him. You heard Nicky Lopez, who works out with him, say that he's recruiting him. Again, maybe you shouldn't have mentioned that because you didn't get it done, son. And there'll be people upset about that. I think that's the same thing with a lot of Cub fans this morning. You feel like a little set up for, oh, that's so disappointing, right? Because you were outbid for him. It wasn't like he stayed where he was at and he didn't want to. Well, he wanted to go, and we know he thought there was great energy here, but there was more money there. So that is the trick bag.
If you're Matt Shaw this morning and you wake up and you go to camp, what's your mindset? What's your reaction?
Like, literally, you wake up and you start to stretch and you say, today I hear the robins sing. Like you are... You're in all your glory.
You think he actually sang that in the shower?
I think if he's a Python fan, he may
possibly.
Have.
I doubt that he knows exactly what anything you're talking about right there.
I'm saying there's a song in his heart. They just cleared the runway. The plane's no longer, you're clear for takeoff, buddy. Off you go.
I know a lot of people.
Wouldn't that feel good?
It would feel great. And I think you would feel somewhat relieved. My sense would be that he's going to approach it the same way that he would approach it if they had signed Alex Bregman. He's a young player, understanding he's going to have a lengthy career, and he's got to continue to do whatever he has done to put himself in this position. Process stays the same regardless of what's around you. That's how he's gotten to be Matt Shaw, hot prospect. So I imagine he's going to take the same approach today as he did yesterday.
But I think he's feeling good. I wouldn't be happy if I were ready to break through. I believed I was the man, and they brought in a veteran guy over you. I mean, I would be like, you know, please just get out of the way and watch me play.
I think more guys would be the ones who would be more encouraged are the guys that are behind Matt Shaw on the pecking order, guys like John Birdie and guys like Brujan and guys who might be now used in different roles and more utilized than if you had an all-star third baseman. So it's now I have to say you're disappointed. The baseball part of this is that you're disappointed as a Cub fan because you know they're good enough to win the division. They've been here before, and you don't know what else is going to happen. But if you got Alex Bregman, you'd be like, all right, it's the Dodgers, the Cubs, and everybody else. You would feel that way.
So you think he'd be happier if Bregman were here?
No.
Okay.
No. No, Matt Shaw is probably singing in the shower.
He's elated. Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably very happy. Like you just illustrated.
Should I not have sang in the shower?
I'm glad you did. That's coming back at some point.
Oh, no. Today I hear the robins sing.
See,
okay.
Brandon doesn't miss.
That didn't sound as good as it did in my head. Sadly, I apologize.
Never does.
Jeff's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Malou. Oh, and David. Hey, doing my part here to try to win that trip to Vegas, so maybe I could invite you guys because I need Vegas. Hoggy's on a roll. But my question for you guys is, with the state of Chicago sports these days, with the Bears doing poorly this year and now the Blackhawks and Bulls pretty much tanking, how much, and we know the White Sox are going to be bad, how significant do you think it is that the Cubs have a good start to the season, just in general, as for the whole sports city and the feeling in Chicago?
Yeah, they have to have a good start.
You're right, Jeff.
Yeah, that's a great point.
The entire city is counting on the Cubs to be relevant because somebody's got to be. At some point, right? All right, well, the Bears' relevance arrived when Ben Johnson did because there's interest and intrigue, but he's not accomplished a thing.
I think it's going to be a fun offseason to watch.
Yeah.
In other words, like there'll be a lot of interest in the combine. There'll be a lot of interest in free agency. There'll be a lot of interest in the draft. And then even when they get to camp, there will be a lot of interest.
But they have not won, let's face it. If they had won...
They won the offseason, which means they didn't win.
They always win the offseason.
Yep.
They always have these kind of parade routes that are virtual.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But Jeff's on to something. Maybe that's part of why we talked about, and in my case, hoped for Alex Bregman signing with the Cubs, because the Cubs have to be that team. In this town.
Well.
Because there's nobody. I know. I'm sorry, Sox fans.
No. I'm not going to.
They're so far away.
I was going to say.
The Hawks, so far away.
You're the one.
The Bulls, so far away.
You are the one that's hawking these Angel Reese hamburgers. So maybe we're aiming for the sky.
Okay.
Sky's the limit.
Sky is the limit. There's no limit, though, however. On the number of quarter pounders with cheese
and bacon
and barbecue sauce.
I bring it up because I'm driving home and I thought like, oh, maybe I'll stop it. And I'm like, get your mind clear. Don't let this guy start playing with your mind.
Or your diet.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I don't eat a lot of hamburgers, but I did enjoy that one. And the next day when I had another one.
Did you go
yes,
back?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Oh,
just
man.
Because. Okay. They're good.
Okay,
Angel
but
Reese.
I don't want you telling me that. It's kind of polluting my mind.
Anyway, back to the yes. issue. The sky, the sky were no, they were no good last year. Who's good? The Cubs have to be good. The Cubs have to be good this summer. If not, then
yeah, I agree. This is it's important.
What do you got there, Dustin?
What? So you were talking about Angel. I stopped at McDonald's on my way. There's a 24-hour on York Road, and I got a sweet tea this morning. And this cup says it's the Angel Reese special. Angel Reese in kind of a fuchsia color.
You guys still didn't answer my question yesterday that I asked rhetorically. Is there a Chicago sports athlete that is any more visible in the endorsement business now than Angel Reese? No.
I mean,
the silence is deafening.
Well, it's not silence. I'm just
thinking.
I'm going through the catalog.
I mean,
in my mind.
Caleb Williams could be, possibly.
Caleb Williams would have a nail endorsement thing at least at this point, right?
Yeah, like OMG Spa or something like that. Possibly.
OPI nail polish.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's the career is not going that well, if that's what your comment is.
I'm just saying that he said
at the very least.
He was a bigger endorser in college.
When he has nothing now. Justin Fields has more commercials. Remember he had the Dunkin' commercial? Right. I didn't see nothing from Caleb once he joined the Bears.
No, me either.
Now, is that him taking it easy, or is that...
Ah, see, maybe by choice.
Yeah.
He had to do all that extra work to get those film studies done, allegedly, so...
Because no one would
Why is it allegedly?
Because
this is the first time it's actually been brought up on the show.
Shane Waldron didn't help him, so he started doing his own film stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Not buying that one, David?
Eh. I want to source it out.
He needs to get back to the tape.
maybe what do you think Big's reaction would be tomorrow morning at 7 if we asked him that question?
Let's find out.
Whatever.
Casey Johnson will join us next. We'll talk to KC about where they're at. Here we're at the break. What level of improvement are we going to congratulate them on from one blowout loss to the next one? They were in the game longer. Yeah, as you said, everybody, we were all trying to make excuses to kind of explain, well, it wasn't good enough. And the bar is not set very high. We'll talk to KC next, find out why people don't want to trade for first round picks. Mully and Haw on the score.
Good morning, Mully.
and
David.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mullen Haugh.
Bulls.
On 670 The Score.
Mullen Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. KC Johnson joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. KC, good morning. How are you, bud?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, we are fascinated by the fact that the Bulls get a break here because, obviously, they have one participant in an all-star competition. Other than that, everybody gets a little time off. And watching those two games, actually, I'll throw in the Warriors game. It really, since the trade deadline, there have been some really ugly halves and one really ugly game. Was yesterday any better? They were competitive in the first half, and then, man, the third quarter brought with it that whatever it was, 18-4 run, and the whole thing went the wrong way.
No, they're going through a tough stretch, and I asked Billy Donovan post game. To me, they just look disjointed, which is, I'm not making excuses, but it's probably understandable because you trade away your best player, one of your other best players has been out sick, and Lonzo Ball. You add three new guys, two of whom are in the rotation. So roles are changing, pairings are changing, groupings are changing. They just look completely out of sorts, really, at both ends. And that's the thing. Like, earlier this season, even when they were losing, I thought a lot of – I mean, they had definitely a couple clunkers. But for the most part, even the games they lost, they looked like they were playing to an identity, playing fast, getting up threes. You know, Zach was playing at such a high level. Vooch was playing at such a high level. Vooch had a good game last night, but his four previous to last night were not to his standards. So they're going through a tough stretch. There's no doubt about it. Four game skid as they are in the All-Star break now.
I think what makes it even a little worse, KC, is that for me, when you heard AK talk about the direction last week after the trade deadline, he implied that the last 30 games mattered to him and that, in his mind, they were in a position to play for the play-in and that things are going to be better. And he was waiting for them to show him something. And whether that was just empty rhetoric or whether he really believed it or not, this is not a team that's responding to that challenge or that is responding to anything. This is a team that looks unwatchable the last couple games, and they have certainly taken a step backward.
Well, they're always watchable for Adam and Stacey. No, I'm just kidding. I digress. It's a fair point. And especially the part about Arturis bringing up the last 30 games, that's actually been a pretty consistent theme for him. He's talked about that. Multiple trade deadlines, using the final 30 games as being important to him. The one thing I will say to that is, and I'm not the only one who's saying this, other people on the beat have written it, reported it. Privately, they understand how important it is to get that draft pick as, high as possible. Now, they're definitely not trying to lose games. And he did talk about making the play in. And look, Philadelphia's cooperating, man. I mean, you know, the Bulls are have lost four in a row and haven't lost any ground. They still have a game and a half lead for that 10th spot. So we'll see where it goes, but I completely agree with you that they are playing poor basketball in this stretch. There's no doubt about that.
So it was a bit jarring, actually, to hear that the Bulls had a first-round draft pick on the table from John Hollinger, and that they opted instead not to trade Lonzo Ball. But when I read your social media posts, and I do follow them, and you had stuff in there before about there being I think you called it draft compensation, the first-round pick thing kind of makes you sit up. The problem is there was also – it was connected to taking on some money, right? There was a bad contract or two involved in that. Is that – what was the actual offer, KC, and why didn't the Bulls jump on it?
Well, so I can just say this. Like, I reported multiple times going up to the trade deadline on our pregame show, on our trade deadline show after the trade deadline, the night we were in Minnesota the day before the trade deadline, that every offer the Bulls got for Lonzo Ball, and here's how I phrase it, it involved draft capital and long-term money. And this is the reason I phrase it that way is I had heard different iterations of it, and I don't even know finally what was true. And it was different teams that were talking to the Bulls, so there were different offers made. So I had heard some first round in there with long-term money. I'd heard a second round with long-term money. And the one thing I would say is, and I don't have any specifics in terms of names or stuff like that, but you know, some teams that I talked about were like Minnesota, Memphis, I think a couple of that teams called. You know, especially in like Memphis's situation, that would be like a late first round pick. And I do believe that there was perhaps an ask for a second round pick in return from the Bulls. So, you know, you're talking late first round and the Bulls are going to be not good. So early second round, I mean, that's a pretty negligible difference to take on long-term money for the services of Lonzo Ball, especially when you resign him, you know, to a team-friendly contract. I know fans got upset at this one. I actually, from what I was told happened, I didn't disagree with the Bulls' decision there. And again, I didn't get anything completely concrete, but in terms of the generalities that were presented to me, I don't think it was a big miss.
You really don't? I would want to debate that because Casey, I wonder if you are in the midst of this rebuild or organizational transition or however they want to brand this, that draft capital, as you phrased it in your tweet, draft capital would be what you're seeking more than anything and what you're willing to absorb in terms of contracts.
I'll interrupt right there because what the one iteration I heard was, okay, a first is coming to you, but you got to send them a second back. So you're not gaining any draft capital. You're gaining a few spots in the draft. Yeah. And what kind of
long-term contract? I mean, that's the problem. How would that limit what you could do if you're taking on some long-term money?
Wait, say that again?
I said the thing for me is the long-term money. How much money is it, and would it limit your ability?
If it's Memphis, we can all guess it was it's Marcus Smart because that's who's traded. And he has just 2 years left at double the price of Lonzo. So you're basically doubling the salary for the same contract length and moving up, you know, six spots in the draft, eight spots in the draft. I mean, and here's the other thing. And again, now we're like deep in the weeds, and I'm not saying I'm right. This is just my opinion. But like, if you have an early second round pick and there's a late first round pick, okay, the late first round pick is like, that's guaranteed money because it's the first round pick. You know, second round pick, you can shape it. And, you know, as we've all seen, like second round picks lately in transactions have become very valuable. I didn't have this big of a problem with this one, but I can certainly understand the debate.
Yeah, it's a good debate. So let's have another one. Where are you on the great Kendall Gill's assessment of Cooper Flagg v. Matas Buzelis?
You know, he dropped me on that in the pregame show, and here as I said, that bad TV warning, bad radio warning. I don't watch college basketball. I've never seen Cooper Flagg play. I've heard a lot of people that have seen him play. I've talked to a lot of people who have seen him play. I've talked to people who talk about his demeanor and how he's really like kind of like badass and like refuses to lose and like has his grit to him and all this stuff. So beyond the talent and the athleticism. I've heard there's that element to him. I usually get going on the draft after the season. I'll watch highlights then and stuff, but I've never seen him play, so I don't really have a hot take on this. I did say that was a hot take from Kendall, which I appreciate because obviously Cooper Flagg is all the rage right now. But look, Mattis, I think he's got a decent chance to have a productive career. I mean, he's got a little edge to him as well, and I'm excited to see what he does Saturday night in the dunk contest.
Yeah, he said he's got three, but he needs a fourth. And he also said that Zach gave him a dunk. I don't know how you give someone a dunk, but that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, they were actually working late at night at the Advocate multiple times together before the trade. And, you know, I talked to Zach briefly after the trade, and one thing we quickly touched on was how he's going to be rooting for Mattis. So it's going to be cool, you know. I think it's great for him and great for his experience. And he's, you know, I checked in with him last night when I was walking around the locker room saying goodbye and have a good break to everybody. And he said, I said, good luck at the dunk contest. He goes, I'm not going out there to lose. I mean, he's got a little edge to him, man. I like that kid.
In what ways would you like to see him progress over the final 27 games or so? In what ways are the Bulls looking for him to take that next step? Is it all defensively oriented because of the liability that he was early in the year, or are there other parts of his game that you think are more important?
No, the big thing, and Billy's been detailing this, and I love it, is they want to get him more in pick-and-roll situations, and they also want him pushing the ball off his own rebounds rather than outletting. So they really want to get shot creation and ball handling into his game, and you've seen glimpses of that. There was one high screen roll where they gave him opportunity to operate near the free throw line, and he had all room to roam, and he crossed over a guy and scored with his left hand. I mean, he's got a lot of potential in shot creation and screen roll. Somebody compared him a little bit to, I guess this would be ironic, to Franz Wagner recently in terms of his shot creation off pick and roll. So we'll see. I mean, you know, he's just, the thing I like about him is, like, he's confident, but he's humble. He's hungry. He still wants to learn. He still knows he has a long way to go. So he's got a real good swagger to him, but he's also got a humility to him that is a nice little combination there, and there's some potential there for sure.
What do they need to see from Josh Giddey over the next the rest of the season?
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, he's got to grow defensively still. He's got to prove he's worthy of a long-term contract. You know, he's had stretches where he's played really well. I mean, there's other times where, you know, obviously Billy hasn't had him in the closing lineup. It's hard to judge him right now because he's kind of the head of the snake. And like I said, everything's just so disjointed right now. You know, I thought he played really hard last night, actually. I actually watched him for a few stretches, just ISO'd on him, and I thought he played really hard. I thought he was trying to get to the rim. I thought he was trying to put pressure on the paint, and that's what you needed him to do. But it's just, with the way the team's scuffling right now, you know, he's kind of just part of it. And I think you just need to see him impact winning and improve defensively down the stretch.
Will having Lonzo help them get LaMelo?
I actually thought, I mean, if you'd asked me to speculate before the re-signing, I actually thought as UFA, he might try to go join him because he's talked to me about that openly, that he really wants to play with his brother at some point in the NBA. So, I actually thought that was a possibility, but now that's no longer the case. I do think at some point in their career, they'll play together. There's a lot of love there, a lot of respect there.
Doing a great job, KC.
Thanks,
keep it
KC.
Up.
Appreciate Thanks. It, buddy.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That is KC Johnson doing a great job. Is right. He's the best guy going.
It is. He's doing a great job, and it's a tough one. It got tougher when they traded Zach LaVine, and we got tougher the last few games especially because this is a difficult – nothing's working.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about it. We've gone over why it's that way. But I think that part of the problem is that when you have AK coming out and talking, as you said, about being part of a play-in, maybe you're a playoff team, and then this is the
They
response.
Let go of the rope.
Holy cow. I mean, that is just – it's been
Question I'm going to ask
shocking.
You about Mattis Bezelis when we come back.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670, The Score.
The big, big saves. Like, I'm surprised they didn't charge us to come and watch this tonight.
Easy now. Crosby over to Josh Morrissey. Fans are, they're cheering Crosby's name. Crosby in the corner, gets it in front, picked off, and the Swedes have a two-on-one. Brad and Nylander. Marner's the defenseman. Brad, Nylander, and it dribbled off his stick. Crosby has it going back the other way. Marner is tired. Crosby sends it back for Marner with speed. He doesn't go to the bench. Marner scores! Mitch Marner scores the goal. Canada draws first blood.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's NHL Radio XM, right? NHL XM. And that was basically the call you gave us. That you had given to your son. I mean, that's hilarious. He literally says he's tired.
I feel seen and heard.
I feel seen.
I think it was hilarious. So anybody watching that game saw the same thing. That was a very good call on SiriusXM NHL. It was a very good call from the play-by-play guy because it was obvious to anybody watching that Mitch Marner was a little fatigued, but
gassed.
In true hockey fashion.
Sucking air.
He was sucking gas. He was. And then he comes through in the clutch, scores the game winner, and Canada beats Sweden 4-3 in overtime. And it was worth waiting up for. It was worth staying up to see the finish. And it was awesome. Free agent to be Mitch Marner, who looks good in a red sweater. And so maybe Hawks fans, Chicago sports fans, if Mitch Marner came to town, he'd be a star. We're talking about the lack of stars.
You wanted to ask a question about Matthys Puzelis.
Yeah, Matthys Puzelis, who is going to be in the dunk contest, the NBA All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest Saturday night. That's always one of the best nights, right?
He's not going there to lose.
He's not going there to lose. He told KC that again last night before he left. I love his confidence. I love the kid's moxie. You like a lot of things about him. He's taking a step forward.
Good word, moxie.
Is he on the verge of stardom? Do you think that he can do this weekend if he wins, hypothetically, if he wins the NBA dunk contest? Does he come back to Chicago and become one of the city's biggest sports
stars? Well, if he wins the dunk contest, that establishes him nationally. That's a big deal. I think that would help endorsements. I think that would – he's already kind of the face of the team. That might bring more eyes on the Bulls. I think Kobe might be the best player on the team. But, you know, Kobe is kind of a – he's a little quiet. He's a little bit shy. He doesn't have, like, a dynamic personality, and I don't mean that as an insult. I'm just describing him.
Do you know if Kobe White will be here moving forward?
Vooch
is not that personality.
No, it's not him.
He's never really warmed up to that idea and never been that kind of guy.
Do I know if Kobe will be here moving forward? I hope he will be, unless they get something really good for him.
They might trade him in the summer.
I know. They might do anything.
The one thing they won't do, they won't trade Matthys Puzelis. I don't think they're going to trade Matthys Puzelis.
I don't think so either. I think they got a pretty good player in that pick. He fell in the draft, and I think he's been okay. But he hasn't been a reason to tune in yet.
Well, they need him to be.
Well,
face of the franchise.
Well,
he is.
I mean, we can argue about it. He's more of the future face of the franchise.
I think
he's got to get better.
Okay. He's got to be more complete. He's got to do everything on the pick and roll that Casey just described. He's got to be better defensively. But he is, without question to me, now that you traded Zach and you're moving forward, and we have seen what they're working with right now.
Yeah.
He's the face of this franchise.
I'll say this, like, and I'm not making any comparisons among players, but when you talk about a guy who is the face of an organization, what you need is you need the ability to, like, let's say that the Martians land and you befriend a Martian and you take him to a Bulls game and he has no idea who plays what or what the game is or what. You would notice, hey, that guy's really good. Like, and I mean, this is the greatest example of it ever, but every game that you went to that Michael Jordan played, you knew, wow, that guy's the best guy on the floor. Mm-hmm. You need to see a hint of that before you can make that proclamation.
I think that's wise. that's definitely fair, but I don't think they're waiting. I think he's their guy.
They're
building around him based on potential. This is all about potential.
Just turned 20. He's relatively young. I'm not dissing the idea, but what you need is they just played Detroit. It's kind of like watching Detroit. They had all these young players that you thought were going to be pretty good. Well, now they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
We need to kind of fast forward to the pretty good you portion need the pretty of the good, program.
You need some guys to come through.
But that's
besides
Chicago
Montas.
Sports. You know, we are sitting with a finger on a fast forward button with a lot of these
7-8 Texans
teams.
Zach LaVine won the dunk contest too. How did that work out?
Zach LaVine had a really nice career.
He had a nice career.
And he had a really good run.
He's, what,
run
the sixth
here.
All-time leading scorer in Bulls history?
7.5 years
I think
here.
It worked out well.
I think
he did didn't win
well.
Enough.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it was always as much his fault as people wanted us to believe. You're right about the potential part, but the Bulls are selling hope.
I just wonder if everyone's selling hope. Like, who is the arrived person on the scene in Chicago? When we talk about who's the person with the greatest amount of endorsements or something, we don't know.
Right now it's Angel Reese. It is Angel Reese. And she's a rookie coming into her second year for a team that doesn't get a lot of attention in the city.
Not a great player.
And you look at the Cubs.
Work hard person. You know,
Kyle Tucker is the best player on the Cubs.
Well, then we'll see if he's going to be here long term or if he's here more than 1 year. He'll get a lot of advertisements if he does. All right, we got a lot to get to. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.